Hi, loves. Oh my God, you guys would be so proud of me. I actually finally bought myself a legitimate mic to record these podcasts. So please forgive if you hear a lot of background noise. I'm just getting the hang of how to use this, but isn't that exciting? And I thought that this mic would also be super perfect because, you know, I'm always teaching and I'm on Zoom and I've got some amazing stuff coming up for you guys that I am so, so excited about. So yeah, I was like, let's do this. Time to get a mic. Let's go for it. Uranus moving into Taurus. Totally the way that I'm working this whole angle. Also got myself a new computer because here's the thing, like, oh my God, it's almost hard to describe in words how amazing I've been feeling lately and just how, man, like just on fire I feel, how excited I feel, how passionate I feel. Like I really have hit my groove. I feel like I've got such remarkable women coming into my sphere. And I'm really excited to talk to you about this topic today because it came to my attention very recently. A lot of you have been DMing me and asking like, hey, how do I call in like great female friendships? How do I nurture and nourish like a band of women around me that feels good? So I'm going to get into that. Let me just get a couple announcements out of the way first. So first and foremost, I have a couple spaces left for Jupiter Club, and a lot of you babes asked me if I could keep up that 75% offer that I am fortunate. So I did add a couple. So if you are wanting to take my Life Purpose Intensive, if you really want to make this summer a summer you fucking go for it and you do something about your life purpose and you take action, massive action, then this is the perfect way for you to spend your summer. It's going to be so much fun. I am on fire with my courses and my classes recently, and I'm just so, oh gosh, can I say it again? I'm just so excited. So yeah, Jupiter Club, if you'd like to take that 75% off, you just enter I am fortunate at checkout. And with that, you can also receive a free download of my Magical Women and Money course, which the pre-sale is going up for it on Friday. I'm going to talk to you babes about that in a second. And that course will be ready to rock and roll for you end of May, very early June. So yeah, if you'd like to double whammy it, then take advantage of that Jupiter Club offer because I'm going to keep promoting because I've got a couple spaces, but I've only got a couple more with the 75% off. So yeah, I'd love to have you. The women who have opted in are so fucking epic, powerful, ready to rock. And that's why I create these courses and create these spaces for you, because I want you to connect with other women who are on the same trajectory that you are. Now, this Magical Women and Money course, oh my freaking Lord, do you know what a small miracle it is that I can speak to you about creating money and managing money and getting mystical with money? Because for a decade, I'm going to make a very cool IGTV video soon, or maybe YouTube, because I can record a little bit longer on there. But basically, I'm going to take you through my journey with money and how challenging money has been for me, how I went from making $175 weekly, doing one DJ gig, maybe doing a tarot reading here and there, just being so scared, playing so small with my work and barely scraping by in my early 20s, to building a company that earns six figures. That's a huge deal for me to talk about. And I don't speak about my earnings in a way of bragging, and I don't show off, you know, what I've created for the sake of show off. I show it to you because I want to show you how I did it. I want to show you everything behind what it takes to create a healthy, amazing relationship to money, one that feels really good. And this course is going to encapsulate my journey. This course is going to encapsulate all of the tools that I've tapped into, all of the things that I've learned. I have read books on books and books, coaches, workshops, seminars. I used to just weep over how much pain money brought to me. Whoops, that was my Voxer. That's what happens when you record and you forget to turn off your sound to your phone. That's a cute sound though. I feel like that's when I get little things like that and I'm saying something really potent. I feel like that's the universe's way of being like, ding, ding. Okay. Anyhow. So yeah, Magical Women and Money, the pre-sale will be open for that on Friday. Oh, I'm so excited. And a lot of you babes have already expressed major interest because that course is going to be such a fun approach to money and such a fun approach to healing and evolving your relationship to it and making it and managing it. Because here's the thing, just a quick tidbit. It's not just about making money. You can make money. You're making money now. You're making money according to what you feel your time and energy is worth. So imagine when you expand that whole construct and you expand the definition that you have for yourself, then you got to manage that money. Because here's the thing, towards the end of my 20s, I was making money. I could figure out how to make money and I was living off of my business. I had different jobs. I was making money, but then managing the money that you make so it builds upon itself, that's when everything shifted. So I'm going to share that with you in that video. I'm very excited. Maybe I'll record that today. I'm just feeling on a roll today. I'm so excited. Oh, I love life. I love you guys. Yeah, let's do this. Okay, last thing I want to say to you very quickly. So are any of you guys going to come to my live women's empowerment workshop in Los Angeles? It's happening on May 23rd in LA at my sister, Madison Young, at her beautiful Virgo Queendom Crystal Shop. That's on Pico Boulevard in LA. And I'm so honored to get to host something there. The energy there is phenomenal. And this workshop is called 2 Hours to Power. And I'm going to show you how to tap into your innate power within 2 hours time. And you are going to walk out of that workshop and feel like you can take on the world, tackle the things that feel like they've been blocking you, and fucking rule. I like how I talk like a fifth grader sometimes. So anyhow, 2 Hours to Power, it's happening on May 23rd. It's going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The room is pretty small and I want everyone to have space to move around. It's going to be very interactive, very hands-on. So you're going to have to dress comfortably and you're going to want to take advantage of your spot immediately. I do have a payment option. It's not very pricey, but I just wanted to make sure, hey, if you want to come and take this course, I fucking want you there. And if money is an issue because you haven't taken my Magical Women and Money course yet, or my Lakshmi course, which is free, by the way, just a little quick plug there. I wanted to make sure you could take this, come to this workshop and experience my work and get a fabulous taste of what it's like to tap into your power sustainably. So the link, I'm going to put all the links for all this stuff in the show notes. And yeah, I would love to see you. It's going to be a beautiful, powerful evening. And once again, speaking of wonderful, connective female friendships, you got to come to stuff like this or take courses or find, you know, women leaders that you connect with who are offering stuff like what I offer, because you can guarantee that the women who follow, the women who, you know, take advantage of my offers or the offers of other women who are teaching the way that I teach, you're going to meet other great women who are, as I said, on the same wavelength as you. Okay, so any whoosies, that's all I have to say there. I'm so excited. Gosh, I gotta like just take a deep breath. Maybe because I had this like elderberry kombucha situation called Bloom. And wow, it is delish. and it's gorgeous. It has a lot of very positive affirms on it, and I'm into it. Okay, babies, so let's do this. Let's talk about wonderful, connective, amazing, empowering female friendships. Now, here's the thing. I do, you know, when a lot of you babes started to ask me about this, I was like, you know what? I'm excited to talk about this, and I have spoken about this in short bursts here and there, especially during Aquarius season, because Aquarius speaks about friendship, speaks to friendship and life vision. So here is the thing, first and foremost, I have a lot of experience in very unproductive and sometimes painful relationships with other girls or women. And I really, once again, had to tap into my self-love and my self-worth over time to know when those friendships are a no-go and it's time to let go. Because I think what happens, and I more so spectate this in myself, and I wonder if this is something you also can connect with, but the thing is, you know, I think what can happen as women, if we're not conscious, we can just let things drag on because I don't know that we've really been taught how to really use our voice and be like, yeah, that's just a hard no for me. I at least struggled with that forever. And through a lot of my past friendships that didn't work out or were very one-sided or just kind of painful in different ways, you know, it took me, they were beautiful teachers to me because they really taught me how to own my no and own that if I feel off about a friendship and it feels debilitating or depleting, that that's a no-go. So I have a lot of experience in this. So I feel very well versed to speak to you about this because here's the thing, babes. You deserve to be surrounded by people who champion you, men or women, whether it's intimate relationships or it's close friendships. You deserve to be around people who champion you. So remember that. But first off, you've got to champion yourself. So I'm going to talk about that in a little while. Now, first off, how do we know when it's time to let go of an unproductive friendship? So here's the thing. So I'm reading a next level book right now. It's called The Power of the Subconscious by Joseph Murphy. And basically, you know, we have a second brain in our solar plexus. And I'm also just a quick plug. I'm actually about to create a free mini course for you babes called The Confident Goddess, where I teach you how to tap into your solar plexus. Just a quick thing, because this is important. When we have a well-developed, healthy solar plexus, what we do is we know when something is a no and we know how to create a boundary. And I'm going to be very honest with you. Boundaries for me are a very fascinating subject. I can't say that I have great boundaries, but I'm getting better at them. I'm getting better and better every day with more and more awareness. And my boundaries typically spawn from, or lack of boundaries typically spur from being a people pleaser and just wanting to give and give and give and give and sort of unconsciously deplete myself. And I wonder if you resonate with that. Do you stick with people because you just want to please them, because you don't want to hurt them even though you're hurting? You know what I mean? Take a look at that in yourself. That's something that has come up for me consistently over time. It's almost like I would rather hurt than hurt someone else. That's how I stayed in a very abusive relationship. Like, fortunately, we were only together for about 6 months, but I stayed about probably 4 months too long. And it really was that energy of, I didn't want to hurt this person. I was like, you know what, I'll just hurt and wait till they break up with me. And sometimes the friendship stuff is the same. It's kind of like, oh, I'll just kind of hurt until, you know, either the friendship goes on for another 25 years and we'll just see what happens. Or, you know, I don't want to hurt this person by letting them go. But the thing is when we're in tune with that solar plexus and we know what our no is, it makes it much easier to say no. Now, in the realm of friendship, The only issue I feel like I have now is that I want to give so much, like give and give and give. I have a Venus in Pisces, and that just lack of boundaries and really just not having a firm line between me and another that I care about is something that I'm exploring, and I want to be authentic with you. The thing is when I speak to you babes about stuff, I'm never coming to you from like the end all be all. You may like really like certain things that I share, and then you may hear differently elsewhere, and that resonates with you. And that's 1,000,000% fabulous. I just want you to know, I do not need you nor require you to agree with everything that I share. I want you to take what works for you and absolutely run with it and apply it to your life and make it unique to you, what works for you in your heart and your solar plexus. So tapping into the solar plexus, this has been over time for me owning my individuality and owning my self-worth that has really healed and expanded and evolved my female relationships. And when I started to notice that this part of my life was really healing was very recently where I actually let go of, it was mutual, we let go of each other, but I had two very close friendships to me leave my life, and both of them left very peacefully. One of them in extreme love and respect. It was just like, okay, you know what? We're not on the same page right now, but I love you. I want the best for you. And I'm just realizing that my needs aren't being met, and we're on two different chapters, and I love you and I wish you well. And to allow things to shift and heal and change in that capacity, I would think for you babes is totally your goal, right? That's what you want. And maybe you've had that experience, or maybe from hearing this, you want that experience. Now, here's the thing. When you are calling in and creating wonderful female friendships, you got to know yourself and you got to love yourself so that you know in your own power, in your own center, what you're worth in terms of friendships, what you're worth in terms of the time that you give and receive to another woman in your life. Now, you know, speaking of wonderful friendships, I don't have a lot of friends, to be honest. I know a lot of people, but as far as like women that I'm very intimate with in terms of like friendship, they're very far and few between for me. And that's just because I am quality over quantity at this point. And moving through Los Angeles for over a decade will definitely teach you that. You want friendships around you that enrich you, empower you. And something I had to take inventory of recently, now that I'm very centered in my power and very centered in my self-respect and self-love, is what are the women around me, what are they contributing to my life on an emotional, spiritual level? Because if you realize that you have friendships and people around you and it's just all gossip, or you're having conversations that you feel really drained after, or you have someone that just kind of like ignores you, doesn't call you back, or only talks about themselves, that's all stuff to really take into inventory. But here's the thing, you will not be aware of it until you really know, respect, and honor what it is that you want in your life. Does that land? Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Because that's a big one. You'll let shit fly as long as you are not aware of what it is that you are wanting to create in your experience. And once you're clear on that, it makes it very, very, very easy to discern who are women you really let into your intimate space and you trust, and who are women maybe you go have dinner or catch a yoga class here and there. And as I've gotten older, it's become increasingly important to me to have people around me who champion me, who, you know, we have like a two-way conversations where it's not like the, you know, me show or the them show, that it's like, no, we actually share, we share ideas, we express, you know, where we're at and what it is that we want from life. And sometimes we have a laugh and we have a giggle and we talk about silly, frivolous shit, because I think that's so fun. And I think that's one of the joys, many joys of having wonderful friendships. But also it's like, are we enriching each other? Can I say, you know, congratulations when they have a big win? Can I get inspired and light a fire under my own butt by things that they're doing in their life? And that for me is very important because of the trajectory that I'm on. So what you've got to do is you've got to decide who's around you and why are they there? Do they add? Do they deplete? Does it feel like an even exchange? So take, you know, now that I'm recording this, I'm like, oh yeah, I have talked about this before. I think it was last year during Aquarius season. I'm not remembering clearly right now, but I'm sure if you scroll back, or maybe it was this year, holy moly, losing track of the time, the 32-year-old me, that's fine. But yeah, okay, so a couple things, a couple ways also to raise your vibration in the realm of friendship. This is just something I asked you babes for questions recently, and literally it was so beautiful because I just got so much phenomenal feedback and a lot of beautiful questions. And a lot of you mentioned stuff like this and you were asking me, you know, how do I get clarity? How do I call in a great relationship? How do I make more money? And my answers, I didn't mean to sound redundant, but it's simple. It's simple only because you gotta love and respect yourself. So here's a couple tidbits, or here's a couple techniques that I will, you know, that hopefully these resonate with you and you are willing to give them a try. So in terms of self-love, I want you first to treat yourself the way you want a friend to treat you. I teach this in my Manifested Love course. I want you to treat yourself the way, and that's in the realm of romantic relationships. Now it carries over into friendships, intimate friendships as well. Here's the thing. You've got to be what it is that you're calling in. You've got to first be what it is that you want others to do for you. You know what I mean? You've got to first extend that to yourself. Otherwise, you're just always waiting for other people to make your life, whether it's a friendship or it's an intimate romantic relationship. So I want you first to fill your own cup with self-love. I want you to touch yourself tenderly. When you make a mistake, be gentle. Treat yourself the way you would treat a dear friend that you love and respect. Be good to you. You deserve it. And when you know you deserve it, when you know you deserve love and you're willing to give it to yourself first, it really raises your vibration. And most of all, it calls in like energy to your life. That's just, you know, some esoteric wisdom there. I saw this quote a long time ago and someone told me later, they're like, Natalia, Albert Einstein didn't say that. A lot of people like post things and say it's Albert Einstein. And I was like, well, shit, I wonder who said it if it wasn't him. But basically it was like to call in what it is that you want in your life, you've just got to match the energy and the frequency of whatever that is. And he basically said, this is not like woo-woo stuff. He didn't say, obviously, Albert Einstein or whoever said this, they would not say woo-woo, but he's basically encapsulating it. Like, this is not woo-woo. This is physics. This is an energetic holographic universe. So that's everything I teach you, babies. I teach you how to raise your vibe and celebrate your life as is before the outcome comes. And that's also like a big Abraham Hicks principle, law of attraction principle, that hold that vibration, hold it, love yourself first, give yourself what you are seeking in a friend. I'll also transmit this other technique. And typically I utilize this again in Manifested for calling in an intimate partner, but it works the same in friendship. So here's the thing. What you do is on your car phone, ring, 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 ring. You're in your car. Nobody knows you're talking to yourself. And if you are really wanting to call in a wonderful feminine friendship, wonderful female like group of women, I want you to pretend like that woman or those women are calling you on the phone and have a conversation. Get excited. What would you share with them? What would you guys be talking about? Like, how would it feel to talk to these wonderful, empowering friends or friend? How would that feel? And I know it sounds a little silly, but again, I'm teaching you vibrational resonance. You got to act as if before you get the outcome. Because if you're just waiting for the outcome, the friendship to fulfill you, then you're going to still be disappointed even when a new friend does come in because you haven't learned yet how to fulfill yourself first. So I hope that that resonates. Okay, so the self-love practices. So the calling on the phone, acting as if, as well as like touching yourself tenderly. And I mean in the realm of giving yourself a hug, holding your face, like just, like I said, if you make a mistake, being tender with yourself, not beating yourself down. Imagine if you had a friend who came to you, and I had to learn this being an Aries because I've always wanted such powerful things for my friends. And sometimes they're like, whoa, sister, like chill out. And I had to learn how to be more gentle and be more like receptive. And that's, you know, like I said, that's all been my journey with evolving my relationship to myself and my own femininity, and then calling in women who also treat me the way that I treat myself. So anyhow, I just wanted to clear up the tender touch part, just in case you guys were like, Natalia is suggesting that we tenderly touch ourselves. I wonder what that means. I also suggest that as well, but let's put that in another context for another day. Okay. Okay. And then lastly, self-respect, boundaries. If there are friendships in your life, I remember many, many years ago, I had a friend in my life for a long time and we ended our friendship. At that time it was temporarily because we had one more jaunt and then we finally ended our friendship. And I remember we took a break and I knew that it was right. I just wasn't ready. I wasn't in my power yet to really let go at that point. And I remember I was kind of sad because I was like, fuck, like, what am I going to do? She was so close to me. What am I going to do now? And then it was interesting. The universe likes to fill a vacant space with typically something that is more resonant if that's where your vibration is. So basically what happened is I let go of that friendship at that time. And then another woman that had been in my life for a long time came in and she was just so on my page, very gentle with me. And we had a very beautiful friendship, still our best friends to this day. And so the reason I say this is because when you create a boundary and let go of someone, what you're doing is you're creating space for something that is more, that is in resonance with you. Does that make sense? Doesn't that make you feel better? It makes me feel better. Makes me feel better on your behalf and my behalf, because when we trust that when we let go of something that does not work and that is hurting us, that's an act of self-worth and self-love and self-respect. And to me, the universe fucking loves that. So when you do that, trust that the universe fills a vacant space. So when you let go of that friendship, something that doesn't align, rest assured that there'll be something around the corner. And hey, if you need to, if you're spending a little more time alone and, or you're kind of letting something pass, hey, spending time alone, that's why you've got all my work. I basically do all everything I do for you guys. So you have things to do by yourself. Cause here's the thing, over the years of just getting rejected so much, especially in romantic relationships, man, it gave me so much time to study and so much time to build myself. So just trust, if you're alone for a moment or, you know, you let go of a friendship and you're kind of healing and you got to take a step back, just trust that you're taken care of. Trust. I promise you something better is on the way. Just be sure to look at it that way. And here's another thing. This is just a random aside. do your best not to complain. Like when you're making a transition or you're woe is me-ing, just don't play the victim. Do not look at yourself as life or the universe or that person is against you. Trust that everything is happening for you. I get a lot of messages and I have trouble responding to them at times because and I get this energy because look, I used to be in this and one of my mentors, oh my God, he fucking schooled me once because I came to him in this complaining, whiny, why is me, fuck my life, blah, blah, blah. Because I was angry at myself for not stepping up because I was scared, even though that was a little unconscious. And I just remember him looking at me and I could just tell that I pissed him off in a big way. Like he was just like, yeah, get the fuck out of my sight because I'm only going to help you when you're helping yourself. And I wasn't helping myself. I was looking for someone else to solve my issues. And so I want to say the same to you. Do not play the victim role. Look at everything as happening for you in some capacity, especially if you've got to let go of a friendship that is really bringing you down. It's not life against you, and it's not even this person against you. The way people treat you is the way that they treat themselves. You get me? That's taken me a long time to figure that one out. It has nothing to do with my self-worth. The way you're treating me is the way you treat yourself. I treat people very lovingly and with a lot of respect and deep kindness because not only does it make me feel wonderful, but that's because that's the way that I treat myself. I don't like being treated like shit. So I've chosen to treat myself well and to really make sure that I'm treating the people around me well. When people treat you shitty, it's because they don't feel good about themselves. If they need to be drama or whatever's going on, just know that that's the way, that's their battle with themselves, and send them love and compassion and as much reverence as you can muster and let it go, let it be. And trust, like I said, if you've got a little space of aloneness, that's just where, that's a good empowering space for you to be at this time. So no worries, okay? Don't you fret. Okie dokie. Wow. I hope that this has been helpful. I would love to hear from you babes around this topic. If this is something that's spoken to you, that you feel, really resonates. I just really felt called to share this week just cause I don't know what happened. Maybe because we're having a, you know, Taurus transit, Taurus is Venus rule. I was like, wow, why am I getting all this similar messages across the board that women are struggling with this. So I really hope that this has served you and perhaps even gives you strength and perspective to let go of perhaps an unproductive friendship or relationship. Love you deeply and I will see you next week and hope to see you in the Jupiter Club. Hope to see you at my 5:23 2 Hours to Power workshop, and definitely stay tuned on Friday for when I launch the sales page for Magical Women in Business. I'm sorry, Magical Women in Money. Hehe. I had another course called Spiritual Women in Business. Anyhow. Okay, babies. Love you so deeply. Thank you so much. Mwah.